إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Surah Qaf, very special surah from the Holy Quran. What is so special about it? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it by itself, as is, without adding any of his own words in Friday khutbas. And he read it in Eid Khutbas. And it wasn't only one time, several times that he would stand on the stage and start reciting the surah without adding any of his own words. During Eid, during Fridays. To the believers who of course attend the Friday Khutbah. So it's not for the non-believers, for the believers themselves. So the Prophet considered the surah that has in itself enough of a message, enough of an impact, enough of an explanation that there's no need for him to add any of his own words. And this is why it was advisable by scholars that if the Khatib didn't show up in the Friday Khutbah and somebody asks you to give a khutbah, then it is very good idea that you just recite Surah Qaf as a khutbah, as is. And you would be following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you are unable to come up with something else. This surah treats a very important disease that sneaks into the heart of believers, because the ones who attend the Friday khutbah are believers, which is a disease called the forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sliding in a state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this disease, unfortunately, is very commonly and easily infecting believing hearts, hearts who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the repentance of the people who live in a state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is harder than the repentance of the people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their conscience is hurting them. They feel that what they're doing is wrong and it's not fair. So something back there is hurting, is nagging, the conscience is nagging for them to repent and correct themselves. But the people who live in a state of mind of forgiveness of Allah, they ask them, why don't you seek forgiveness from Allah, do istighfar, repent? They say, what did I do wrong? I haven't done anything wrong to repent from. I'm okay. And we'll explain where is this coming from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet explained that there are two kinds of hypocrisy. One kind of hypocrisy called the hypocrisy of faith. And the person who has hypocrisy of faith is outside of Islam. He's a kafir, he's a non-believer, and he's pretending to be a believer to attack Islam from inside and to, you know, destroy Islam from inside. This is one kind of hypocrisy that will lead the person who has this kind of hypocrisy, as Allah said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقُونَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They go to the bottom layer of hellfire, which is the seventh layer, the worst kind of punishment. And of course, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the other kind of hypocrisy defined by Allah and His Messenger as hypocrisy of features. Hypocrisy of features. Features, actions. You know, hypocrisy of lifestyle, hypocrisy of a state of mind. And this kind of hypocrisy leads to the state of mind of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who lives in that state of mind needs to repent from the hypocrisy of features. Then let's see how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that kind of hypocrisy. He said, four features, they are the features of hypocrites. And whomsoever, he is addressing the believers, whomsoever among you had any of those features, then he had one of the features of hypocrisy. Those features, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَا, when they talk, they lie a lot. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, when they promise, they break the promise. وَإِذَا اُتُمِنَ خَانَ When they are trusted with something, they betray the trust. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ When they run into fights or conflicts or disagreements with others, they turn into monsters. They punish in the most brutal way, crossing all boundaries. And they take the revenge or they punish the other person in a very mean way, savage way, crossing all the boundaries of moral values and limits. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ So those are the features of hypocrites that where the Prophet said, if any of you have them, then he has features of hypocrisy. But he himself is not hypocrites because the Prophet was addressing the believers. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. And in this verse, particular verse, Allah had established a link between this kind of hypocrisy and the forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that about describing the features of the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا When they get up for prayers, so they pray. So they are people who practice prayers. But when they get up for prayers, they get up with laziness. Prayer is a burden on them. They delay it. They don't like it. It's a load. You know, it is just like something that they are not so enthusiastic about it. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ They like to show off. They like to be stars. They like to do things so that they are recognized by the people and praised by the people. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا And that's the key word with three lines. They do not remember Allah except very little. So they remember Allah, but not often. So they remember Allah in very few occasions. They remember Allah. And then Allah said, مُدَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ They are vibrating back and forth. They don't belong to the camp of Muslims, and they don't belong to the camp of believers, and they don't belong to the camp of non-believers. They are straddling the fence, somewhere in between, back and forth, swinging. And this is all coming because it is very, Allah made it in our human nature that if we don't work on our hearts, we slide into that state of mind. It's a human feature that if we don't stop our heart will slide into that state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that by saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Isn't it the time now for the believers? Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For the believers. Allah is not saying, talking about the ones who don't believe in Allah and His Messenger. Allah is talking about the ones who do believe in Allah and His Messenger. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ Isn't the time for the believers, for the hearts of the believers, to respond to the remembrance of Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And to respond to the verses of truth, the truth that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't the time for their hearts to respond when they remember Allah and to respond when they hear the truth that came down from Allah? And then, after that, Allah is issuing a warning. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ And they don't repeat the example of the people who were given the book before them, which are the Christians and the Jews. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ What happened to those people? They did not respond to the remembrance of Allah. Their hearts did not respond to the remembrance of Allah and did not respond to hearing and listening to the truth. As a result, they got used to that state of mind. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ Their hearts got used to that state of mind. Their brain got used to that state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah. And when they got used to it, here is the trap. It becomes norm. So that becomes the norm in their life. That becomes normal to them. That becomes the everyday thing. That becomes the state of mind that they are used to and they are always in all the time, which is the state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what this will lead, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ It will lead them to rebel against the commands of Allah and crossing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this is all linked together. And this is why the repentance of the people who are in a state of mind of forgiveness of Allah is much, much harder than the repentance of the people who disobey Allah. Because they got used to it. Because it becomes the norm. Because فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ, their hearts turned into rock. As Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Your hearts turned into rocks. Even much harder than rocks. Because Allah further explained, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. Some of the rocks, water, they crack and water comes out of them. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَخْبُطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Some of the rock lower themselves. Some of the rock settle themselves down as a result of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the rock itself responds, but your heart is even not responding to the remembrance of Allah and to the revelation of the truth. And here where Surah Qaf is well needed. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it in Friday khutbah to believers who attend the Friday khutbah. And he considered that the surah has enough spiritual medication, enough of a spiritual treatment and therapy to treat the hearts that are infected with that state of mind. And by the way, for everything, there is a natural reason for everything. If you follow the natural reason of something, you arrive to your target. So if you have a target, there is a natural reason or there is a physical mean that takes you to that target. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your target is to be a believer who is responding to the remembrance of Allah and to the truth, who maintains the state of mind of remembrance of Allah, if this is your target, there are means to achieve it. And these means Allah spoke about at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah was talking about Dhul-Qarnayn. Allah said, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. We gave him the means of power. So he responded by following the means of righteousness. So we gave him means of power, then he thanked me by following the means of righteousness. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Then the righteousness has means. If you follow the means of righteousness, then you achieve to righteousness, you achieve to the state of mind of continuous, or most of the time, in a state of mind of remembrance of Allah. Your heart responds to the remembrance of Allah and to the mentioning of the truth. And those means of righteousness, also there are means of hypocrisy. There are things that if you do, you will reach to the state of hypocrisy. Just as an example that crosses my mind, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الغناء ينبت النفاق في القلب كما ينبت البقر. That the listening to indecent songs is going to make hypocrisy grow up in your heart, similar to the weeds. You know how the weeds grow in the green land? This is one of the means of achieving hypocrisy, is by listening to indecent songs, or watching indecent movies, because, or watching something that is haram, or engaging in something that is haram, because this will lead you to ilfil masiyah. Ilfil masiyah means getting used to the state of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that becomes the norm to your heart. So, all these means will lead you to this. Among the means of righteousness is Surah Qaf. Surah Qaf is a therapy to achieve, to treat that state of mind of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, in the following khutbah, we will go through Surah Qaf and extract the spiritual medications and the spiritual vitamins, and show how these spiritual vitamins and spiritual medications and spiritual chemicals go into the hearts, penetrate the hearts to treat the state of mind of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers, our example is the example of a person who sells ice. In a hot day, the ice is melting. And the person is crying, ice, ice, buy ice from me. My capital is melting. My capital is ice. And the ice is melting. I'm losing my capital. Buy ice from me. Our life is like the ice. And our life is our capital. And the ice is melting. Melting. Every day you lose a piece of your physical existence. A piece of you, because you're a piece of time. You are like a piece of ice. Every day, one piece of you melts away. And the piece of ice is shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. There will be a day with this piece of ice will disappear from existence, completely disappear from existence, and, you know, disintegrate into earth. The ice will melt into earth and mix with earth. As a reminder, in this room, there used to be a brother, very dear brother to all of us, Brother Jamal. In this room, he used to pray with us. In this room, he used to exist. In this building, he used to be there and work here. Where is he now? Where is Brother Jamal now? Where is he? And where are we going to be? Just remember that. Allah is saying, you look at the pieces of ice that have completely melted and disappeared. Why do you think that your piece of ice is going to be lasting? Treat your life as a piece of ice. Otherwise, you will be infected. You will be one of those who are infected with the disease of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقول آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اعلي بفضلك يا رب كلمة للحق والدين. انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين. اللهم أذن برحمتك يا رب العالمين أن تنتشر في كل هذه في ربوع هذه الأرض الخضراء يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وأخر الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.